from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a former teacher from Morris County going to prison for 7 years after confessing to child pornography charges. Angelo Giramonte had gained the trust of elementary school students in Kearney after teaching Italian there for 15 years. But the Wharton man got the boot in 2022 after his arrest. He confessed after police found more than 100 disturbing photos and videos on his cell phone. A New Jersey school district is on track to become the first in Bergen County to ban phones in the classroom.
The Ramsey School District's proposed Away for the Day policy calls for its more than 2,500 students to turn off and put away their phones, smartwatches, and other devices during the school day. Elementary students would put them in backpacks, middle schoolers in lockers, and high schoolers in phone pouches or lockers. The superintendent says phones have had a negative impact on learning, focus, safety, and community. If the Board of Ed adopts the ban following a couple of meetings open to the public this fall, it'll go into effect January 2nd. Kristen Marks.
A new proposal aims to disrupt criminal theft rings that are targeting retailers. New Jersey State Senator Holly Schapese sponsors a measure that upgrades penalties for repeat offenders and the leaders of these rings.
At the heart of the issue is really the safety of our communities and letting people know that New Jersey is not open for crime.
Schapese says a number of other states have cracked down on organized retail crime, so more of the illegal activity is flowing into New Jersey. Calls to poison control centers about children drinking energy drinks are up 20%. Data out now shows there were more than 2,800 calls in 2023. Energy drinks contain higher levels of caffeine than soda or coffee and can cause problems for children. Both the FDA and the American Academy of Pediatrics say it's advisable that children and teenagers avoid the beverages, which in extreme instances can result in cardiac arrest. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How long until these skies clear up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. As we continue to watch pockets of rain stream through New Jersey this afternoon and this evening, let's talk about what comes next. This storm system will linger over the Atlantic for the next 48 hours or so. That'll keep our forecast pretty unsettled, meaning clouds and coastal showers. I really hope, fingers crossed, that we dry out and clear out just in time for the weekend. So the chance of rain will continue tonight. Could be some localized downpours. Low temperatures in the lower to mid-60s. It's still going to feel pretty sticky overnight. Just a few showers tomorrow, mainly along the coast. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and breezy for your Thursday. Highs lower to mid-70s. Friday, expect a resurgence of spotty showers with lots of clouds. Highs lower 70s. And then the weekend, maybe an isolated shower. Otherwise, sun and clouds and highs mainly in the 70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Union 71, Long Branch 72, and Vineland 77. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Raceway Kia of Freehold. It's America's decision, 2024, and the choice has become clear. Only one candidate will lease you a new Kia starting at just $129 a month. That's Raceway Kia. Route 9 in Freehold and online at RacewayKia.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.